This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And this is Money in Motion, brought to you by our good friends at Klaus Financial. Don't forget about the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. The telephone number for Klaus Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, you can call right now. We'll get you on the air. Our number is 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. Join this morning by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. And Malia, how you doing today?
Very good. It looks like summer has arrived.
Finally, and oh, good. And it's been nice with that little breeze. There haven't been skeeters or anything else, so
yeah.
We've been a little
Watch
spoiled.
Out. Yeah, they're coming.
They are going to be hungry. We got a lot of stuff to get to this week. And last week, anyone that listened to the program knows we got a good jump on our topic last week, but we didn't get a chance to finish. So we'll be continuing last week's topic, talking about some of the mistakes that people make when it comes to retirement planning. We will do all of that on today's program. Don't forget, if you did miss last week's show or any show, of course, you can get to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can download the podcast right there. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. A great snapshot of the markets each week. It'll come in your inbox. Also has a link to that week's podcast as well. So just get to klausfinancial.com. The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And before we get rolling on this week's topic, of course, we do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week each and every week here on the show. Let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, get the question as well as the answer.
Yes. So first of all, a big congratulations to our winner last week. Deb called in from Baraboo, and she had the correct answer. So thanks for calling in, and everyone, thanks for listening. Last week's question was, according to a 2017 study by Fidelity Investments, on average, a retiring 65-year-old couple will need what amount of money to pay medical expenses during retirement? And the answer was $275,000, approximately, to pay medical expenses. So again, thanks for listening, everybody.
And we will be doing a new Klaus Quiz Question a Week this week as well. Pro tip, listen closely to the program. This week's prize, $25 gift card for Lowe's. As mentioned, we got rolling last week on some of the big mistakes that people make when it comes to retirement planning. We made it through the first six. We're going to pick up on the new stuff in just a moment. But let's really quickly review for people who may not have heard last week's program. Let's really quickly review what we covered last week.
Yeah, we were covering the top 10 mistakes to avoid as you head into retirement, and we had covered, we get a little long-winded on the show occasionally.
Like, well, some of us do.
I was going to say, I get a little long-winded. And so we were talking about these top 10 mistakes, and just we're going to cover the first five quickly because we covered these last week. And for anybody who wants a deeper dive on these five, go to our website, listen to the podcast, as Sean was saying. But the first mistake people make as they're entering into retirement is not fully evaluating pension options. The second mistake is staying too aggressive in your portfolio as you head into retirement. The third being retiring without considering all of your health insurance options. That is one of the biggest, by the way. Nowadays, with the Affordable Care Act, with Medicare kicking on at 65, this is actually one of the biggest drivers of when people retire is health insurance. Number four was not looking at Social Security income figures properly. So you have to slow down and know when you first become eligible. But just because you're eligible doesn't mean you should draw right away versus full retirement age versus waiting to age 70. There's some important things to be aware of there. And then the fifth mistake to avoid was trying to time the market to make up for lost years. Again, what's fascinating about this fifth one is that people who have invested for a long period of time, it's just like ingrained in them. They go, yep, you can't time the market. They just know it. It's just intuitive. Even if they've never studied the market but have invested for years, they know definitively you can't time it. People who try to time the market are those who are trying to catch up. Mm-hmm. Right? Ah, I feel like I'm behind. And this is so simple, just buy low and sell high, right? So fifth mistake to avoid is trying to time the market.
Fantastic. And let's get rolling then on number six, which is a very good question, I think, when it comes to retirement planning and working with the folks at Kloss Financial. This is one of those questions that I think probably people come to you with a lot, because as a layperson, I don't really know, which is kind of that drawdown. What's kind of that rate? And you guys say people sometimes take too much out. Explain.
Right. So, you know, and what we're going to tell you is kind of just a benchmark for you mm-hmm. to probably aim for. Everybody's going to be a little bit different. And again, what we tell our clients and what they actually do may be two different things as well. Mm-hmm. So we find that to be the case. As CJ said, many people intuitively know, for example, that they shouldn't try to time the market. And believe me, those same people who know they shouldn't try to time the market still want to.
Yeah.
So just because we're trying to adjust behaviors doesn't mean we're always successful. But you're right. We need to have that benchmark. And so generally speaking, we're looking at people as they enter retirement and start drawing from their portfolio, probably pulling in the neighborhood of 4 to 5%, closer to the 4% out per year. So, you know, when people come into Kloss Financial or any other advising place, oftentimes they'll say, well, I have $100,000 and I want to take $10,000 out a year because it just sounds like a good number to start with. And obviously, what we're looking at is how fast is that going to draw down? Now, obviously, $10,000 is a 10% pull per year, and our particular investments, depending on your risk, are likely not to return 10% every year. We're moving into a more conservative environment, so as we're entering retirement. So looking at a 4% pull is actually sustainable, because most of our clients are going to be entering a 20 to 30 year retirement. And we don't like to send people back to work. That's the bottom line. So looking at their Social Security income, potentially pension income, and finally drawing out their investments. And the idea, and amazingly, yesterday I had a woman who's 78 years old. She came in with her own spreadsheet, and she showed me how in the last 15 years she's pulled out almost $180,000, and she still has pretty much what she started with. And that is because she only pulled 4%. So it was so wonderful for us to see how she had calculated every year according to how we guided her and how it all worked out. So there is a reason for our madness, keeping everybody on track.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, give us a call right now. Our telephone number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget about Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can also find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. Or again, if you have questions, we'll get you on the air right now with Malia and CJ from Kloss Financial. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Let's then talk about some of the other mistakes people need to be avoiding when it comes to planning for or being prepared for retirement.
Yeah, so the next one is number seven on our list mm-hmm. of 10 is not being tax-wise in retirement. Mm-hmm. So if anybody's listened to the show consistently, you know our hearts well. And one of our hearts is to see people be financially secure in retirement and what would be what we call kings instead of slaves. So people who have debt entering retirement are slave to the debtor. People who have cash can be king. And so we like people paying off debt. Well, sometimes that can lead to misinterpretation where people say, great, I want to pay off my debt just like you suggested. So I took a $50,000 distribution out of my IRA to pay off my home. And we go, okay, great. And then they go, yeah, but then I got to the end of the year and I owed 12 grand.
Mm.
Like, what was that all about? Well, pre-tax IRAs make a distribution. It's additional taxable income, might bump you up into higher tax brackets, so on and so forth. So we call this being, you know, debt wise, but tax stupid, right? So it's unfortunate that it's this complex. I honestly wish it wasn't, but it is. And so be careful with tax implications as you enter into retirement, making sure that you're aware of your total income stream, especially, by the way, especially if you're going to be on the Affordable Care Act health insurance, which is health insurance pre-65, so pre-Medicare, but it's not your group plan anymore. It's Affordable Care Act, affectionately known as Obamacare. Subsidies, or how much you pay for that, is driven by your household income. If it is too high, I mean, $1 too high can be the difference in $10,000 or $20,000 of health insurance expense per year. So
this
again,
this is a real situation we've just been dealing with.
Yes, we're dealing with this across dozens and dozens of our retirees right now who are having to control their taxable income to try to make sure. Because again, in this case, if you just bump up over that level $1 or $2 too much, it can be $10,000 to $20,000 difference in your cost of health insurance.
Wow, it shows the importance of planning and definitely keeping on top of this stuff. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for Malia or CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No cost for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial in studio this morning. If you have questions, give us a call. Telephone number here at the station, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up in the next segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Don't forget, no cost for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, the telephone number, 442-5637, and online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Continuing our conversation, picking up from last week of the 10 mistakes people make when it comes to retirement planning, talking about being tax-wise. What are some of the other things out there? Not everybody in this world, unfortunately, is a good person. There are some people out there that are looking to take advantage of individuals, and that can cause some pretty big problems for people, can't it?
Yeah, we're going to wrap up these last three fairly quickly, and that's definitely one of them. Unfortunately, there's a lot of people in every industry that are out there to scam you, especially as you're approaching retirement or early into retirement. As CJ said, you're trying to sometimes thinking you can beat the market. You're thinking that the returns that are being promised to you are too good to believe, and they probably are. So you need to really consult a trusted advisor. You can get a referral from a friend, perhaps, to meet with someone, call an office like ourselves. Just make sure that you've done your research and you double-checked to make sure that the person you're talking to has a good reputation. Because what we see is as people get later into their retirement, they hit their 70s and 80s, it's definitely more difficult to establish a rapport with someone you can trust. So do that now. Just be aware of all the fraudulent activities that are out there. Number nine is a mistake we often see is supporting your adult children. So I know that sounds bad. I mean, I'm a mother of four children. Trust me, I spend a lot of money helping support my children as I'm raising them. But as they become adults, and they need you to constantly perhaps supplement their lifestyle or their life with monthly income that you may be drawing down from your own retirement assets, we just would tell you to be careful. Be very, very careful, because what we find is parents can't help themselves sometimes. They just never can say no. And I have situations where, you know, with their good heart, I have people who are spending money, owing hundreds of thousands of dollars on student loans that they're paying back for their children. And they honestly can't afford to be doing that. So really, that's why, again, you need a trusted advisor who can maybe talk some sense into you about what you can afford versus what your heart wants you to do every day. Mm-hmm. And then finally, a big mistake is not staying active socially, mentally, and physically. As you enter retirement and are into retirement, we want to make sure that these are the best years of your life. And by staying active after you stop working, whether it be volunteering or a passion, a hobby that you've developed over the years, just make sure that you're doing all of those things, because we want you to enjoy the next 30 years of this next season of your life.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for Malia or CJ, I'd love to answer them for you right now. Got time for your call at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. Coming up in the next segment, we'll take your calls to our conversation with Malia and CJ, and we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. All of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And this is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial on the website. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a fantastic weekly little note in your inbox. It just kind of shows you what's going on in the markets. There's also a weekly link to this show's podcast as well. Signed up for it a couple of years ago, and I love it. Again, just get to KlossFinancial.com. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Also going to hold on to that telephone number because coming up a little bit later in this segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. And when we were talking about some of the mistakes people make when it comes to planning for retirement, we talked about Social Security income figures. And I know we've covered Social Security a few times on this show over the years, and there are some really nice resources, really good tools, and a lot of things people can really help themselves with when it comes to figuring out Social Security, and also places to help people when it comes to planning for that income.
Yep. So number four mistake on our list was not appropriately evaluating Social Security options. And so we're going to talk about Social Security for just a moment here, because this is an important part of just about every retiree's income. And for some people, it's actually their only income source, unfortunately, because they didn't save outside of it. But something to be aware of is SSA.gov. Again, SSA.gov. That is the Social Security Administration website. It's actually a wonderful resource. Again, I've said this many times on the show. I don't typically talk really positively about any government website. And yet this one, I have to hand it to them. Really did a nice job with it. You can go on there and search on any topic, any complexity, and they have the full Social Security kind of language and description there. If you want to try to do calculations, you can actually do calculations on the website. You can also sign up for your own record, get a login so that you can see your earnings history and your future benefit. And of course, everyone wants to know when they can take their benefit, of course, right? And so there is a difference from when you can first take it to when it is actually your full retirement age. So for anyone born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is 66. For those born between 1955 and 1959, your full retirement age is age 66 plus some number of months. But if you're like me or anybody else who was born after 1960, so everybody after 1960, your full retirement age, also known as FRA, is age 67. Right?
Good to know.
So that's good for everybody to know. The earliest you can draw, by the way, is age 62. But of course, if you draw at 62, you will only get 75% of the monthly benefit compared to your full retirement age, because of course you're getting an additional 48-ish months of income. So they reduce your benefit down to about 75% of what it would be at your FRA. And then at age 65, because for those who have listened to the show, that is actually the most common age we see our clients retiring, is actually not 66 or 67. It's actually 65, because that's when government paid health insurance, aka Medicare, kicks in. And once you have Medicare, now you're pretty close to full Social Security retirement age. That seems to be a magical age. Somewhere between 65 and 66 is about when most people retire. And you end up getting about 93, 94% of your full Social Security benefit anyways at 95. So a lot of people decide to, you know, kick off work.
Of course, these are the rules today for Social Security. Change any time.
What? No. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn a little bit about Kloss Financial. They've got a few different divisions at Kloss Financial. One that can help you if you are an employer as well and you want to offer some options. Folks at Kloss Financial can work with you as well and get more information again right from the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And you're going to hold on to that telephone number because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Lowe's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. If you were born after 1960, what age is considered your full retirement age for Social Security purposes? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win that $25 gift card for Lowe's. Don't forget that it's the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number 442-5637 and the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Malia, CJ, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Dan Connery comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.